Sports here for The Voice Report. It's November 2nd, 2023. Oh, my God, that's John Mosco from Archbishop Wood High School. But it is my pleasure to bring in a man that I think I speak to him probably as much as he talks to his lovely wife, one of my favorite announcers of all time, Mr. Dan Baker. Welcome back to The Voice Report, sir.
Hi, Jake. How are you?
It's so good to talk with you. And we are here at the Philly Sports Hall of Fame. And tonight, along with Carlos Ruiz, Willie Jones, and the great Bill Giles, you're here, of course. You always come here. You actually emceed this event. How many years did you actually do this?
Well, I was the backup to Pat Williams for 14 years. He was great, and I filled in for Pat two of those years in which he was ill.
He's doing much better now, and he was the star of the show last year with what he did to Howard Eskin.
That was
typical.
He's a very talented guy, Jake, like yourself.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. 51 years in the business, 51 years young. Although the season for the Phillies did not end on the note we wanted, this was an amazing ride and journey. Again, for the second straight year, beating the Braves to get to the NLCS, sweeping the Marlins, and really finishing strong down the stretch. What are some of the things you enjoyed about this team?
Well, this was about as star-laden a Phillies lineup as we had.
Yes.
My goodness, Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, Nick Castellanos, Trey Turner, up and down the lineup, Zach Wheeler, Aaron Nola, starting pitchers.
How nice did you love the Ope? Did it seem like his confidence came back when he got that ovation?
Oh, that was great. When the Philadelphia fans gave him such vocal support, and he really responded, didn't he,
yes,
Jake?
Yes, he sure did.
I was very impressed with him. So I want to bring up Bill Giles, because that's why a big reason why you're here. Now, yes. I've been a public address announcer like you for 16 years, high school and college. My mentor is a friend of ours, Jeremy Treatman, runs the best high school broadcasting school in the country and showcases the best high school basketball. And in 2000, the late Eddie Griffin and DeJuan Wagner were the number one seniors and juniors in the country. I say to everybody, I would not be standing where I am without Jeremy Treatman. And it's safe to say you wouldn't be standing where you are if it weren't for Bill Giles. He hired you in 1971.
Well, that's a good analogy, Jake. And by the way, Jeremy Treatman was a very good announcer.
Yes, he was. He sure was. The high school sports show that he did back in the early 90s. But, I loved everything that he's done. And, of course, when I found out he was hired in Prism as an intern in 1988, yeah, he's come a long way as well. But, you know, I love the story that you tell when you got hired in 71. Now, what were you actually doing before the – you were still working with Stu Nahan, right?
Not – In 72, I was teaching.
You were still teaching.
School,
okay.
At the Landry School of 23rd and Federal.
Okay.
Where I coached a young man named Gene Banks.
Really?
Who is arguably the greatest high school player to ever come out of the city of Philadelphia. Another one of the greatest, Wally Jones, is here tonight.
I did. You know, I thought
like myself, he's in the Philadelphia.
You know what? We have such an amazing. You know, as we are here at the Philly Hall, Sports Hall of Fame, you really have an amazing, I look at some of the names from past lists, it really is unbelievable how many of these names that you idolize are in this class, are in this hall.
Well, Wally Jones out of Overbrook High School
yes.
and Villanova,
yes.
number 24.
Yes.
He was one of my first favorite big
yes.
five.
But
by the way, I have my watch on tonight.
Oh, really?
That's my big
time. That is incredible.
Well,
that's incredible. This is an audio, so we can't. Well, so in 1971, a Pat Cassidy, who was the stadium operations,
recommended me to Bill. Bill.
And what did you say to Bill Giles when you went in?
Well, Bill said, Bill listened to me carefully. He could hear that I could talk well. He knew that I knew baseball, and he said, but now, I have to tell you something else. Whoever does our public address, also has to operate the scoreboard.
And you were okay with
ball
that.
Ball strikes out, runs to death. Not only was I okay with that, I said, Mr. Giles, if you hire me, I will be the quickest and most accurate scoreboard operator in Major League Baseball. And Jake?
You were.
I was.
Yes, I believe that.
For the 32 years that I announced Phillies baseball.
At the vet.
At the vet.
Yes.
I announced for 32 of the 32 years. I think most people would agree that I was.
Well, I don't think there's really any type of doubt. And so, I met Bill Giles earlier tonight. I learned
great
so many
things.
Well, that's beyond the point. His history is incredible. His father, Warren Giles, I understand, spent 14 years with the Reds, and then another 13. No, and then 13 with the National League. Is that correct?
As president of the National League.
And his mother was a part of the John Deere family.
No. Yale Locke.
Why?
He's William Y. Giles.
Yes.
The Y is for Yale,
yes.
As in Yale Locke.
But what does Bill Giles mean to you?
Oh, he's one of the most successful owners in the history of Philadelphia sports. He might be one of the greatest marketing minds in all of professional sports and Major League Baseball. I think only Bill Beck might rank ahead of him in the history of MLB. And in Philadelphia, I don't know if anybody does. You know,
he got you married.
He hired my wife. She worked at the Phillies.
She started working before you, correct?
A year before me, Jake. I'm going to have to go soon. I apologize.
Yes. One last request, besides Bill Giles going in, Carlos Ruiz in the Hall of Fame. We've been wanting to do this right here on the Voice Report. He is coming to the plate. Now batting.
For the Phillies, number 51, catcher Carlos Ruiz.
Thank you, Dan Baker. Always good to see you again, and we'll catch up with you, Jake Schwartz, again here at the Live Casino with Dan Baker. Thank you, sir.